Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's October 16, 2007. And here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released March 12, 2003.
Nazarene, quite some time ago, we solved several of the ancient mysteries. We missed one. Who put the giant stone sculptures on places like Easter Island?
These images, Alora, were put up by the natives on those islands, but they are copies of images from far, far away, and others taught them how to set up these images and position them in such positions as to honor those that they were making them for. This is something that is seen all over the world. People that make giant images of their ancestors and put them up so their ancestors will watch over them and protect them and guide them in the affairs of everyday life. This is very, very common among ancient people, Alora. Unfortunately, these people fought among themselves terribly, argued over little tiny things, and destroyed their civilization long before any others ever made contact with them. They would have been a great force in the world if they had kept their traditions and not argued with each other and not broke up into little separate societies and fought over every little tiny thing. This is a tragic lesson for the rest of the world, Alora, to look at what these people accomplished and then see that it was all destroyed by their own greed and misunderstandings with each other. The things on Easter Island were a valuable lesson to all the world, and people should study it and listen and understand what happens when people cannot get along with each other and fight with each other over trivial little things.
Ah, that was a nice thing of them to do, Nazarene. Honor their ancestors like that. It's too bad what happened to those people. I hope the rest of the world doesn't end up like that.
Things don't look promising right now, Alora, but we'll keep trying. We'll keep trying.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I would like to take this opportunity to salute MedCenter One, the hospital here in Bismarck, North Dakota. Had they not repaired Demetrius' heart, damaged in his long struggle to serve God, he would no longer be with us today. And the services that they provided to Alora have been just as valuable. God bless them one and all. Right, Alora?
Definitely, Nazarene. We're back. Nazarene, Pancho Villa, the great Mexican revolutionary, came to Demetrius and gave him some excellent ideas for the presidential campaign on Social Security and immigration. Every time this dear man comes to us, people ridicule it and make fun of it, and I can't understand why. Do you have any ideas on this?
Alora, during his time, Pancho Villa was villainized in the American press, because he attacked American companies that were taking advantage of the situation in Mexico and exploiting the Mexican people and using them for slave labor. And he fought this viciously. But many other Americans in Mexico that were assisting him, he appreciated very much, and they brought ammunition to him and food and other things that he desperately needed fighting the revolution. So he was not very praised in the United States, and he was made to look a buffoon and a fool in the movies, and totally disgraced. And this was completely wrong, because he was a great patriot. He fought for his people. But he didn't support the United States' cause. He didn't let the United States abuse the Mexican people. And he was totally justified in doing this. So the United States attacked him, and the United States fought him because they wanted to make a profit. They wanted to take advantage of what was going on in Mexico, and Pancho Villa wouldn't let them. And that is why today people ridicule you when you associate with him, because they think he was a clown and a buffoon, because this was what the propaganda in that day made people think he was. But he was far from that, far from that.
We'll be back again.